Incoming transmission from an unknown source. It seems to be urgent. Patching them through. They're calling themselves the Holonet Marauders.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Holonet Marauders podcast. I'm AJ, joined here by the Bombad Batch of Jamie and Matt. How are you guys doing?
Bombad Batch. All right, I'll accept it.
Oh no, I messed up. It's supposed to be Bombad Jedi. So what happened? We had some Wi-Fi issues. We literally, 20 minutes ago started this episode up. We had some Wi-Fi issues. And I said Bombad Jedi, and we had a whole discussion about how we used to be the Bombad Batch. And I was like, no, that's with Jack. And then I had a lapse and totally messed up. But you guys are doing well, right?
Yeah.
Other than our technical difficulties, but we're back on track. We're going to be building a Jedi character for the second time ever, by the way. This is Build a Jedi 2, Electric Boogaloo. Build a Jedi, I believe, was our first build a character, and it was wild. It was like, oh, he has the body of Ben Solo, but he's a Gungan.
Buff Gungan.
With the strength of Luke Skywalker or something.
It was like a waterbender.
Yeah.
It was wild. Dude, we went absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts on that one. Never again.
No.
Will be that unhinged.
We're celebrating our 3-year anniversary by accident here with this build episode. So this is fun. And I have a little roundup from this week in HoloNet. Stuff we did. Stuff that happened for our channel and whatever. So we had a Patreon giveaway. It was our biggest Patreon giveaway yet. We had the Clone Wars board game made by Pandemic Games. Very cool board game. Our patron Nick won. Good person. Glad he won.
Nice.
Going to a good home. We'll be having another giveaway in December. We've kind of been doing like a bi-monthly thing. So, but there's a lot of cool stuff on our Patreon. Maybe we'll do something for the holidays that are funny. But we'll see. Some more bonus episodes, stuff like that. Look into that. Link in our description for that. Check out our social media for that. We post about it all the time. This week, we also went on Father Son Galaxy with Kerwin and Keith. They were just the best. We've been friends with them a little bit online. Met them at Fan Expo Boston this past summer. And then recently, they were like, hey, come on our show. And they kind of did a little interview of us. But we just chatted with them about general things anyways.
They were awesome. And, awesome, awesome people. Definitely, yeah. Please go check them out. Father Son Galaxy.
Yeah, seriously. And then also, we hung out with Matt this weekend, and he came over. We played some pickleball. Yeah, Matt came over. We had some pizza. Played some pickleball.
Pickleball. That was good. That was on our Instagram, right? That was on our Instagram
little
reels.
Video.
Got to see me botch it, hit it into the net. Pickleball's fun though. That's an addicting sound. I have to say, what an addicting sound.
It is a good sound.
Hitting the ball. With those little paddles, it's better than any other of those paddle ball games, in my opinion. Maybe I like ping pong. Tennis is too much running. Pickleball is a good amount of running.
It is because you want to get a little bit of a workout, right? A little bit.
You don't want to have like pizza. Serena Williams thighs at the end of it. Yeah. You just want to have like a 55-year-old woman thighs. So
okay.
Because that's who plays pickleball.
Yeah, true. So,
and that's what I'm aiming for. That's the body type I'm aiming for, if I'm being honest.
We also, I picked up some Topps cards, like Topps collectible cards, Star Wars cards,
and they
for
were
Matt
Topps.
And I yesterday. Super mega box, whatever it was called. And Matt got a... So I was like, I'll have this box, you have that box. And I chose poorly, just like What's-His-Face in Last Crusade.
Just like... oh my god, what's his name? Jerkwad. Yeah, we'll just call him Jerkwad.
Yeah, Jerkwad, Nazi guy.
Donovan.
I chose poorly.
Jesus, Donovan. Oh
I chose
god,
poorly. I didn't turn into a skeleton or anything like that. But Matt got a autographed Ming-Na Wen Fennec Shand card.
Yeah, that was wild. I have Ming-Na Wen's autograph now. We're basically best friends. She's a friend of the show, and welcome aboard, Ming-Na Wen, to the HoloNet family. So. Congratulations.
And the funniest part about all of it is Matt already collects a good amount of things, but I feel like I've got him on the itch to collect cards now.
Yeah. You, I mean, you're scratching. I got a lizard brain. I like to collect pebbles. basically. So anything shiny, anything cool.
Do you actually collect pebbles?
No, I don't collect pebbles. But I mean, like, I'm like a monkey who's like, ooh, that rock's cool. That rock's cool. That rock's cool. And I just gather all the rocks and bring them back to my tree. But I do that with like 20 different things. So I'll be like walking around. I'll be like, ooh, that stick's cool. Ooh, that leaf's cool. Ooh, that ooh, rock's cool. Candy. Ooh, yeah. And I'll just be grabbing like everything. So it's a little bit of a mess right now. I ran out of space in this room, so I moved out. And now my new room is going to be inundated with junk in pebbles. No time. Pebbles yeah. in no time.
There you go. So that was our week. It's a good week. And it was Halloween.
Yep.
Halloween's fun.
Got one trick-or-treater, so that was exciting.
Wow. New record.
Yeah.
So before we get to our game, our build game, I'll do a quick little question card that we've been doing.
Ooh,
this is a good creatures. One. A friend gives you a Kowakian monkey lizard as a pet. Do you keep it around to laugh at your jokes like Jabba the Hutt? Or do you rehome it with someone else?
I'd keep it.
What, are you kidding Same. Me?
I don't know why anyone would give it away.
Yeah, right? I got like the biggest friggin' ego on the planet. You think I'm not going to keep something around that laughs at all my jokes?
Look, I laugh at myself all the time. So actually having a Kowakian monkey lizard around just to also just laugh at me for no reason, it would probably make me feel a lot better like about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be like a constant boost of serotonin self-esteem. Boost or something. And self-esteem
there you
boost,
go.
Yeah. Both. But yeah, I'd be a little scared of it shoulder. At the same time.
You'd be scared of it? Why?
You'd be They're side-eyeing nice. Me with those beady eyes. Looking wow, at me with them beady eyes.
That's messed up. There are good Kowakian monkey lizards, like the one in the trees, the ones in the trees in Mando.
Oh, yeah, those poor guys.
Those were cool. They were nice. And
they came
lived
out of the trees,
free.
Man.
Now, if you're talking about lizard apes, that's a different story. Those guys,
oh,
those
the big
guys
ones?
Don't mess around. Yeah, the ones that Po had to fight. Yeah,
those are wild.
Those are cool. I liked those. I want to see more Kowakian monkey apes. Nope, Kowakian ape lizards.
Yep,
I said
those
monkey
ones.
Apes. Oops.
I do too. I want to see more of those. But all joking aside, let's get back into our game. Or get into our game. We haven't even started. The game was rigged from the start. It was.
Oh, rip Matthew Perry.
Oh, rip Matthew Perry.
Oh.
You can't drop that reference like that, and then
we drop that reference all the time. I didn't think of it, but yeah. Good
oh,
point.
It's his line.
Yeah. Star of Fallout New Vegas, Matthew Perry passed away. That yeah. that happened last week.
That happened this past week as well. Anyway.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Anyway, happier note. Let's get to build a
Jedi 2 electric boogaloo. So our categories, this might be our biggest one yet.
Yeah,
and
you
I
put
feel
a
like
lot
I've said
categories.
That before, but we did a lot. I was like, I couldn't even think of three, and then all of a sudden I was like, but they're pretty detailed. So we have species, lightsaber color, lightsaber style slash look. That can kind of go any way. Mine's pretty wild. Robe slash outfit, Padawan or master, clone detachment, special skill slash ability, what's their weakness or flaw? oh wait, never mind. Order what happens to them during Order 66, and what well-known character are they friends with? I'm just going to keep going on and on here. There's a lot. What's their go-to meal? And one random factoid from each of us.
You forgot one. What are they best known for?
That one. See, I got distracted because earlier I told you guys I didn't have a flaw or weakness with mine, but then I did. So I just read it again and I got confused. So
we you might read have your two own weaknesses. Flaw. So is your like, weakness you don't know have any reading
how to
comprehension?
Read.
Yeah, that's it.
It is.
That's like 50 categories. So we're gonna be here all night.
The other weakness is we don't know how to count. So
that's also true.
That's it.
It's not 50.
Can't read, can't count. Yeah. So we're also going to have a throwback. Got this this cup out.
What is that? Is that a cup we used to use?
No.
It's this. You
it's
know,
just a cup.
It's just the Thanksgiving cup that we have, and
it's a throwback, I guess.
Yeah. And instead of doing the wheel thing, we do it's a little glitchy. We're not going to do that. We're already having Wi-Fi issues tonight. We're just going to pull it out of a cup. So for species, I'm going to pull the name out. Be excited. Drum roll. I pulled one out. It's me.
Rigged. Rigged from the start. He just, that's it. This is it, guys. We need an impartial person to draw these.
I seem to always get species.
You always get species.
All right, what you got?
How this works is I got the category. I'll pick my thing, which is going to be our thing. And then Jamie and Matt, the other two people, will share what they have just for fun. So for the species, I have a Zilkin, which is Meiber Gascon's species.
Oh, no. He's a... Oh, wow. All right. That's pretty
good.
There we
go. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Not going to lie. Like, you said the name of the species, Zilkin, and I thought, like, that brand of symbols, like Ziljan.
Oh, Ziljan.
That's like what I, like, thought of. And I was like... Okay.
Yeah, Archeye is a symbol. Which rolls around. So, next, we have lightsaber color. And I hope it's not me again.
It's going to be you again because this game's rigged.
It's me again.
This game's rigged. This game's rigged.
We're each in here four times. You guys get the better ones. The better ones are later with all the details. I wish I had those.
Okay,
do you want to trade?
All right. No, go ahead. What's the color?
Orange.
Orange. And orange.
I was actually going to pick orange too. So
I had purple. But that's
oh, yeah. I didn't. You guys didn't say what your species were.
Oh. I would have picked an Umbaran because I think it's fascinating because they switch sides in the middle of the Clone Wars. So,
that could have been spicy.
That could have been really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a Melito from Sarco Plank fame.
Oh, the
the ones with the
toenail
faces.
Toenail face.
Yeah, the big toenail face people, bugs.
And then
they're
going to
play
a
big role in Star Wars Outlaws. So keep an eye out for them.
What did you guys have for color?
Jamie had orange. I had purple.
Okay, so our official one is orange.
Yep.
So next up is lightsaber style slash look. See, this one I would actually want. Like, I like my answer here, but I don't want to get picked three times in a row.
Well, you're gonna, because this game's rigged.
It's Matt.
Oh, what? Game's rigged. All right.
You didn't want it?
No, that's fine. I got one. Okay. So for style, I kind of wrote this for the Melito, but I always do that, so... We're going to go quick and samurai-like. So he does like one or two strikes, and he's all set. He sets up. He's kind of like still, quiet, and he's done. And he puts in, then so, he like pats his hands, okay. Puts a saber away. He's all set. And then he moves on.
So I classify that as fight style, because interpreted lightsaber style slash look
what
as
it looks
what
like.
It physically looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the lightsaber hilt.
That's
what I did too.
Oh, lightsaber hilt style.
Yeah,
it's
lightsaber
a
style. Lightsaber style slash look.
Oh, I thought you meant like lightsaber.
If we wanted how they fought,
style.
It would have been lightsaber fight style.
All right, so
combat
he has a, katana lightsaber that he uses. He uses a samurai.
I like that.
And one hit. So there you go. It's a katana.
Fix that one.
Jamie, what did you have?
I had, it would have been like a slightly curved, like Ventresses or Dooku's, and it had like intricate, like floral designs, like etched into it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that. Mine was a scrapped protocol droid hand. That just turned into a lightsaber.
What?
I guess you hold the fingers and like the wrist, it shoots out of the wrist.
All right. A protocol.
Guess it should have been the ruler wrist. Hand. Can't do much damage with that, eh?
This is pretty good. That's pretty funny.
I thought it was pretty good.
That is pretty funny.
See, you can't. It's not just a cylinder.
It could also be an arm.
Or, since it's a Meiber Gascon size, it could just be a protocol droid's finger.
I was about to say.
Or thumb.
How is he carrying around an entire protocol droid arm?
I guess it would be... Well, it didn't get chosen, so we don't have to break it down. But it could have been like a thumb.
Instead, it's a tiny little katana. Something
I like that.
You might stick a bunch of olives on. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those drink swords or something.
No, it's actually the cheese knife lightsaber.
Oh, from Family Guy.
From Family Guy. Gross.
I like that. So next we have robe slash outfit. What they're wearing, basically. So
okay, don't pick me.
This one's gonna be Matt. But do you have a bad one?
Don't pick me. Yeah, I have an awful one.
Jamie, do you have a good one?
Forgot to do
yeah,
it.
Mine's all right.
All right, Jamie gets traded in. So I'll find her name in here and take it out. Oh, there's another one. I found it, Jamie. All right.
All right.
Yeah, so for their outfit, it's just normal, you know, Jedi outfit. But if they are a Zilkin, then I guess it's closer to like a pair of coveralls or like overalls. But they're like a dark purple with like mahogany brown color accents, like his little boots and belt and whatnot.
So they do fit him.
Yeah. Also, is it a boy or a girl?
Oh, yeah, it was a girl, right?
Yeah, it's a female Zilkin.
Okay, cool. So she's still wearing coveralls, but they look like little overalls and look adorable. So,
and she has nice, a bow in her hair to distinguish. No, I'm kidding. That's awful. That's like Ms. Pac-Man level, like, BS.
Ms. Pac-Man.
See, I would have gone with regular Jedi robes. They're just way too big. So she's just walking around in this big clump of like robes. She can't see anything or do anything.
And that's why Vader steps on the Obi-Wan's clothes.
Yeah, because he's like, wait a minute. Wait,
is that this Jedi that I knew that time?
Is this a Ziltron? Disguised as Obi-Wan? It's a big deal.
I had a black leather leotard type cut thing with dark purple robes.
Okay.
And galoshes.
And galoshes?
Nah, no galoshes.
No galoshes. Little tiny galoshes.
But those galoshes could come in handy on like Felucia or something. I don't know.
Probably. Gets wet on
Umbara. Felucia. It rained on Umbara, right?
No, I was just thinking it's gross.
Like misty and foggy. Dark. All
right. On the decks of Kamino.
There you
go. Okay. So we have Jamie's outfit there, though. Very nice classic Jedi outfit. So next up, we have Padawan or Master. Who wants this one?
You just pick it out of the thing.
Matt.
All right.
Matt's name is in here 25 times.
Apparently. So I have Master. They're a Master.
Okay.
And their Master is one of the all-time best Jedi around, Coleman Trebor.
Nice. That's a good one.
Okay.
Jedi Council member Coleman Trebor valiantly gave his life fighting Count Dooku in the arena.
Yep.
Rip my guy. He's one of my favorites.
Do they have...
And his spirit lives on in our Jedi.
Do they have a Padawan? Or not yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
It's Clone Wars. We're not...
All right.
They have to give everybody a Padawan.
Sure. Jamie, what was your choice there?
My choice was they're only a knight still, rank-wise, and they don't have a Padawan yet, but they have a little, like, shoulder droid. At the time, I was a different person, but they have a little droid, like BD-1, that they, like, have with them. But in this situation, if they are small, she'd probably, like, ride on top of it, like, while, like, the droid's, like, running.
Holy crap, that's actually really good. Can we just do that? Can we just, like, add that?
Yeah, we could.
All right. So she rides a BD. Down. She rides a BD unit.
It runs around.
She's battle. A master.
That's good.
That's so good. I love that. I love that to death. That's such a good image.
So mine was they were a Jedi master and their Padawan was a Dewootin. So like their Padawan was just huge and they were tiny.
I like that. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Same vibes as like a Nib Asek with Baryaga. She's this is so frail old woman and the only person who's like picks this a like, young Wookiee as her Padawan. He's huge and she's frail old woman.
Same vibes as Yoda and any of his Padawans. Same as Luke. On the Dewootin wearing her in a backpack on his back. There's a lot of possibilities. I really like
the beauty. Next,
implement that too.
We could. We'll bring it all together at the end and we'll see what we
can. Yeah.
So is someone writing these down, by the way, as we go?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, cool. Jamie.
No, but we are recording this as a podcast. So
I know, but at the end of our discussion, I can't look back at the recording. So clone detachment. What clone detachment are they a part of during the Clone Wars? And this one is going to go to Jamie.
Cool. Okay. They oversee a lot of training squads on Kamino. They're stationed on Kamino. So they don't necessarily have a specific clone detachment, but they see a lot going through and they do like analysis of like the training programs with like Shakti and whatnot to make sure clones are like good to go and help them through their any other mental illnesses as they get them, you know. Jeez. So
that's nice.
Yeah.
Hmm. So our character could be the one that was being carried by dead in Bad Batch, although that was like a larger person.
I originally thought that as well, but
No, you see, what happened was she accidentally walked in front of a Wumbo Ray, and she got really big, and then killed
him. Was on Kamino.
Yeah, and they carried her away. So there you go.
Yeah, maybe.
Matt, what did you have for clone detachment?
No clones. You send her into battle when you're losing, and then she wipes
on a droid.
On a droid, and she just wipes everyone out immediately.
So mine was mine took a bit of a turn, but. Mine was the 666th Battalion, the Diablo Squad.
Oh, no.
And they're dark red and orange colors on them.
What's so. Their what's their leader's name?
I didn't get that far. You can make that up.
Beezel. We'll call him Beezel.
Okay.
Captain Beezel?
I mean, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter. He's not. I mean, Captain Beezel, he did train with our character on Kamino, but now
this is now HoloNet Legends,
Diablo so. Squadron, he's out there. Yeah. We've got our own HoloNet lore.
So this is the legends, the things that don't make the cut here.
Right, yeah. That's true. So, that's actually a good way to put it.
Jamie, so they don't have one. They're on Kamino helping train with Shaak Ti.
Yeah, yeah. They oversee training on Kamino. One of the many.
So next up is special skill / ability. And I don't really want this to be me, but let's see what we got. It's Jamie again.
Cool. This goes hand in hand with their role. So this isn't necessarily like a special skill, like Cal Kestis can like feel sounds and like feel the memories. It's not that kind of thing. But their special skill is just research and therefore like retention. They have like a really, really, really good memory. So they like, nerd. Yeah. So they can like see a person once and they'll like always remember them. They literally remember every single clone, like by like number and name, and like they know they. Yeah, they know.
Is it like a photographic memory almost, or is it like
yeah pretty much yeah exactly. I forgot the term for it because guess what, I don't have one myself. But yeah,
they don't have photographs in Star Wars. It'd be like a, what are videos called?
Holographic
yeah. memory.
That's got a holographic go. memory. That's perfect.
But yeah, their special skill is just research and retention and putting it to use.
Okay,
that's great. I like that.
It works well with the other choice. So, Matt, what did you have?
I had precognition, but the whole twist was that they're a Melito, so they don't have eyes, but they can still see the future. They just can't see the present.
That is pretty good. It's clever. Mine was they could force heal, but they didn't use it often, and they hid it from people because they thought it was a dark side power.
Ooh.
Just like in... What a twist. Revenge of the Sith. Glad I didn't get chosen because I didn't really love that. So next up is what's their weakness or flaw? And like, this is the one I flubbed before when we were planning it. And like, it's just fate that this is going to be me, but we'll see. I don't want it to be me. It's Matt.
Oh, okay. They have no sense of direction. They get lost. Just constantly get lost. Which sucks because they're stationed on Kamino. And that is just a maze of hallways and samey rooms. So she's just always walking into the wrong room, just be like, oops. And she'll have to go somewhere else. And so she has a photographic memory, but except for locations. She can't remember locations.
Okay.
Well, it checks out.
Yeah.
They know they've been there before, but they don't know how they got there or how to get to where they need to go.
Right. Exactly. Right. So she'll picture the room. She doesn't know what hallway to go down. She doesn't know where to go. It's tragic. It stinks.
She can't do it with the Force?
No.
No.
That doesn't help her? It's not how the Force works?
It's not how the Force works for her.
Sometimes. Jamie, what do you have for your potential flaw?
The flaw weakness for me was they just lack field experience. They don't get out much. So they actually are... stuck with doing field work, it usually does not end well. So
so mine was a little different from both of those. The newer one I came up with when I didn't have one was they have really bad IPS. So that didn't work. If that combined with Matt's would be a disaster, by the way.
Oh my god. Oh my goodness. That's like hell. That's literally hell. Getting lost. Yeah, when you have to squad. Yeah, there you go.
So but the original one I came up with, and I totally forgot it was there, was they have a drinking and gambling problem.
Damn.
And they gambled away their lightsaber. But they used a mind trick to get it back. So okay. They kind of cheated. I mean, this, not a good Jedi if that was the case.
Qui-Gon cheated to win Anakin, and we don't call him a bad Jedi. He's a great Jedi.
So we call him the best, actually. So
exactly.
Right. So next is what happens to this person during Order 66? And we have choosing that fate is Matt.
They got lost.
So
that is what I wrote. They got lost on like an uncharted rogue planet when they were running away from whoever was attacking them during Order 66.
Okay, that's good. Jamie, what was your almost?
My almost was just that. I just said they were going to be dead. Nothing fancy. They're just going to be dead. But I want to add on to Matt's, though. So they got lost on an uncharted rogue planet, right? So, like, during Order 66 on Kamino, obviously, like, they know where all of the Jedi are. So she manages to make her way out, leaves, coordinates plugged in, no idea where she's going, because guess what? That sense of direction also goes to reading maps.
Yeah.
Where is this? I don't know.
So are they stranded on that planet?
Kamino is, like, outside of the galaxy. Like, it's in like the Rishi maze. It's not even in the regular galaxy. So that's even worse. I mean, where the hell is she going? She doesn't know.
Who knows?
And yeah, she just got lost on a rogue planet and stuck, I guess, there. She's just living there. Yeah, stuck there, living there. Makes
so
a life.
This story
for
could be continued one day.
Could be.
All right, cool. Mine was pretty detailed and kind of sad. So her Padawan and herself are in their Jedi starfighters when it happens, kind of like Plo Koon, but they're able to take out all the clones attacking them at the same time, and they succeed, but there's so many explosions and debris around that they end up crashing into each other, and they both die.
Oof. Jesus. Yeah. Are you having a bad day there, AJ? My God.
I think I was writing all this while the Patriots were losing. I don't know.
Yeah, so that reflects your emotions. It is a grim tale. Jeez.
So next we have, what are they most known for? I feel like I haven't gone in ages.
I know.
And I get to go. It's me.
It's rigged. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you got to go like three times in a row.
Oh, I feel like I haven't gotten to go. Oh, look, it's me. I picked me. Well, that's crazy.
Well, there was a 50-50 chance. There's two left. So speaking of chances, they have to go undercover. They're most known for going undercover to win a pod race on Malastare, very fast, very dangerous.
Yeah.
In order to get get info on the whereabouts of Count Dooku during the Clone Wars. So in one of those one-off things where they like find Dooku, it's because our Jedi friend here, pod race undercover to get that information from someone.
I like it.
Yeah, little spy.
How do you pod race to get information? So did she like pod race to like save somebody from like a debt?
Well, it was like
who then had the information.
You talk in the pits and whatnot. You talk to the other pod racers. See what kind of dealings there.
Like, you had to get.
It's a lot of networking.
Chatting.
Yeah, networking.
Up.
And yeah. She had to get into the winner's circle. You win and you get an invite to some club or something, and then
the party afterwards.
So she's like hobnobbing with like the upper echelon people.
Yeah,
like all the who's of the galaxy. Yeah, and then because people know, because Count Dooku's a noble, so they know him, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I heard Count Dooku was like chilling." You know,
I could have made it a real
bathroom
Casino Royale situation and had them pod racing like the Lashif of the Clone Wars,
and Lashif's just like, "Ha ha, Mrs. Bond, yeah. I noticed you played a reverse card. I noticed you have one card left in your deck, but you failed to say Uno, so."
What did you guys have for their claim to fame?
I like mine. You can go first, Matt.
Well, mine was they're the first Melito Jedi, which didn't work.
Oh, well,
they're not Melito.
Good.
For me, it was they're constantly writing amendments to the reg manuals for the clones. And also, they're really known for writing a lot of petitions to the Jedi Council and like pretty much like lobbying around in the Jedi Temple lobby with like, we got to change the food. Oh, we got to do this. We got to save the Wookiees. We got to run it around.
Lobbying in the lobby.
Yeah, like that. Actual lobbying. And the Jedi like Council is just like, oh, there she is. Like, she's like yelling about it, getting like, signatures.
She's like down and there, the, like, hey.
Whoever, like,
is the, she the main... real? She's the real one that said, what about the droid attack on the Wookiees?
Yeah, so she lobbied so hard about it. It finally was brought to the attention. Whoever is like the secretary for like the Jedi Council was like, fine, I'll show it to them and like handed it over. And Ki-Adi-Mundi was the only one who was like, oh, yeah, actually, yeah, I should bring this up. And they just brush it off.
Dude, damn.
What could have been? But we got a pod racing spy mission. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty good.
So I lied. And remember, we said we don't know how to count. We have two more left after this. So that was a 33% chance. Oh. So next up is what well-known character are they friends with? And it's going to be me. They're friends with me.
Wow.
No. I'm a well-known character. So this one fits because it's Gascano.
Gascano.
They're undercover, but they become actual friends with Gascano. And like, even afterward, they're like, "Oh, you were a Jedi. You lied to me." But they're like, they're still cool about it.
And then they open Gascano up would want a coffee shop, right?
Yeah, yeah. Cafcano. Exactly. Cafcano.
Cafcano.
Oh man, that's
I have a question about them being undercover pod racer. So that's what they're well known for. Doesn't that blow their cover?
So only do they after only
well,
do this?
Well, that's like that's their claim.
One time?
That, like within the Jedi, they're like, oh, like that's their like what's Obi Wan most well known for? Yeah,
I
yeah.
I have no idea.
Exactly.
Being a little shit. Actually, he's not really a shit. I mean, he's a little bit of a shit, but not.
He's not
a
shit.
Yeah, he is. He's kind of shit. He makes splashes in the Jedi. He's not like squeaky clean.
Okay. But he's not. I wouldn't call him that though.
I guess
he's pretty obedient.
Like with his stuff loyal. With like Mandalore, you know, sneaking off to save Duchess and stuff like that.
He played it clean though, in the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you guys have as your friend?
Master Sanube.
Ooh. You both said it at the same time, I think.
Oh, sorry.
But I heard Sanube.
Yeah, I said Master Sanube.
Very nice.
I said Keller and Beck.
Oh, two good choices.
Good one.
You guys said two Jedi, and I went Cascano.
I know. Well, I had Keller and Beck because I thought it would be funny if this like really hard-boiled, like stoic Melito who doesn't like show any emotion or seem to like anybody, like just hangs around with all the younglings and like actually like only spends time with the younglings, and like Kelleran is like him and Kelleran are like buddy. But then I was gonna rewrite it if you picked me to be like our person frequently gets mistaken for a youngling and put in the youngling classes only to then and then Kelleran's like, what are you doing here? And she goes, they put me in here.
They me in here again.
Yeah.
I'm actually an investment banker. I'm 42 years old. Remember the Vice City commercials? Like, that would be my favorite thing.
Oh, yeah.
FM radio station. There's a mix-up at the adoption agency, and this 10-year-old kid is actually a 42-year-old lawyer. Oh, I got to pick the next one. AJ, what's the next last category?
Jamie gets to go for... What's their go-to meal?
Thank Very God. Important. I picked for that one.
Waffles.
All right.
Space waffles.
Space waffles. Just waffles. Any kind of waffles. Wherever they are, they make it a point to find the best waffles that city, planet, kitchen has to offer. They're not a big fan of the Jedi Temple waffles. They've been known to actually bring in illegal waffle irons to give to the kitchen staff to actually make them proper, fresh. Because I feel like the Jedi Council, or not the Jedi Council, the Jedi cafeteria is it's well known it's a lot of slop, so they're trying to Sloppy make it a little Joe's. Bit better. This is something that she would lobby for in my universe, is just better food in general, and it's always just waffles, and everyone's like, could you like, we want other things besides just waffles, you know that, right? And she's like, waffles.
So for like space waffles, is it like the same rules as like, you know how like space camels or spammels? Mm-hmm. So do we have, are they Spoffles?
Spoffles. Sure.
Well, they exist. It. Zeb eats them in Rebels.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Spoffles.
So I don't know what they call them.
Spoffles. And they're also on the menu in the background in The Mandalorian when Bo-Katan and Cosco Reeves are like eating their soup.
They should have like Millie Bobby Brown cameo and just be eating waffles in the back.
There you go. Or a donkey.
Making waffles.
Oh,
I was, I was waiting. I wasn't going to explain it. I was going to wait for the cogs to kind of
they
fit
went
together there.
They went eventually. Matt, what was your food? Or your meal?
So again, I had a Melito. So mine was going to be a nutrient paste.
Gross.
I don't think they eat anything else.
What is this, Narquina 5?
Sunlight. Or whatever they, I don't know.
Do they? We got filter feed.
Photosynthesis.
Mine was going to be Dewback Stew.
Dewback Stew.
Get your Dewback Stew here.
That's good. That's good.
Get your Dewback Stew.
But I like waffles. That was good. Good choice. Waffles. So we all went. We all chose everything. I don't know if you want to do the recap now or we each give our random fact and then do the recap. Let's do the recap and then we'll do our facts.
All right, you ready? Do you want me to say who picked which part or just who they are?
Whichever. You can say who picked it.
So, no, I won't because that'll ruin the flow.
Sure.
Sorry. Sorry.
It's a lot. Yeah.
So we have, our Jedi is a Zilkan. They have an orange lightsaber in which they perform very quick and classic samurai style hits with their very small katana hilt. They wear dark purple coveralls with a dark mahogany brown leather parts and belts and boots and whatnot. They are a Jedi master. Their master was Colvin Trebor. And it's also important to know that they have a BD-1 unit or just a BD unit that they travel running around on. She sits on top and runs around.
Love it.
Our Zilkan Jedi works on Kamino. She's a part of the Kamino leadership and pretty much oversees a lot of the training with Shaak-Ti. Her special skills are she works with research and retention. So she has a photographic memory, but her weakness is she has no sense of direction. That comes to bite her in the butt when Order 66 rolls around and she just straight up got lost. She's most known for a undercover pod racing mission she undertook, and so the Jedi know her for that. While she was in the undercover pod racing, she is close friends with the pod racer Gascano, and is still friends with Gascano. They talk about making a coffee shop one day called Cafgano, but obviously that never happened. And then their go-to meal is they love waffles, or spaffles, something that she told Gascano that they need to have in their coffee shop.
That's
beautiful.
This was great.
This
was one of our best ones.
One might be the actual magnum opus here.
Yeah.
I feel like we each got picked for like the best things.
Yeah.
Like, our best, like a lot, I had some funny ones, but like I'm glad they didn't get picked. But we all seem like we got our choices there. But we're not done yet. We're each gonna add a random factoid. And who wants to go first?
You can.
I'll go first.
All right.
If possible. Yeah, so one of their hobbies is they cross-stitch, you know, like sewing and whatnot. They cross-stitch, but they're really terrible at it. So all they can actually do is just recreate old battles, like the strategies. And so it's a lot of just like X's and O's. So it actually looks like football plays sport we want to pick
strategy
in Star Wars. Yeah, maybe, so it's just a lot of X's and O's. Yeah, yeah, it looks like grab ball plays. But if you look at it closely, it is like actual strategies. And sometimes she shows them off to the clone trainees and they're just like, this is a load of barnacles.
Perfect.
Was that your Dee Bradley Baker?
I don't know what that was.
A load of barnacles. And he's talking to a clone named Barnacles.
Can that happen? Can that happen in Bad Batch season 3?
I think so. I hope so.
So I have a good one here. So, and this is perfect. I'm going to go off of Matt's thing about they don't have a good sense of direction. They're going to the refresher or something. They take a wrong turn and they catch Anakin and Padme in the act. But they choose not to tell anyone about it. So
that's nice.
they open the door. She opens the door and she's like, you know what? Good for them. And then just goes on. But then when Order 66 happens, she's like, maybe I saw that coming.
Hold someone.
Yeah. Maybe I should have told someone about that.
She's like going down on this new planet, like, oh God. That's right. Something she's like in like exile, and that's something she has to live with, is that she didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
And then she becomes like a hermit. She becomes Hermit Luke, but as a Zilkin.
Yeah.
And then my random fact is that she invented ice skating.
Okay.
Okay.
I love the random things. They're just like, they could be anything.
They're all over the place.
Oh, man. So. That was good. What's the name going to be? That's usually Jamie's doing.
Oh.
But I don't want to put you on the spot. Unless if Matt has one ready to go somehow. So if Meeber Gascon is the other one.
So we're not doing an inverse of Meeber Gascon.
Right. Peebo Gogoop Googlorp. No, I go with Glorp.
Peebo Googlorp?
No, that's not. That is no good.
Let's see. I don't know, Jamie. You seem to be. I'm thinking.
Zed Klop.
Zed Klop.
No, she needs a good name. Klop is not a good last name. Klop is like the kind of character you give to like someone Klop. like a Vetch type character. Come on.
Vetch. Right.
Or Claude.
Or Claude, yeah.
Claude Klop.
Claude Klop.
Those are the noises Matt's shoes made as he chased down people
with my friggin' flat skater shoes.
Donald Duck.
My flat feet. Yeah, I'm paddling on the ground like I have.
Jamie's cooking something. Let her cook over there.
Okay, I got it. Okay, you ready?
Zed Klop?
No. I made the last name way too long, so I'm trying to decide how to actually say this. Okay. Her name is Issy Pilatadino.
Izzy Pilatadino.
Pilatadino.
So she's an Italian again. We keep picking Italian names.
Now, what's her undercover name when she does the pod racing?
Oh, that's the pod racer name? Pilatadino.
Pilatadino.
Okay. That's the pod racer name then. The name is...
Are Zilkins space Italians? We have like 20 space Italians. Zilkins are small. So yes, they are space Italians. I feel like Meeber Gascon, we have to kind of riff off, like not like inverse it, but like riff off of that style because that's like... probably like
okay I got one hang on
right
I got a first name I'm working on a last name
all right
Cosmo Kramer.
No.
Kramer.
Shout out to Jamie in the meantime on winning the pumpkin paint off for the second year in a row.
Thank you. Watch the video, guys. She paints the pumpkin and then she's like, oh, I don't think I'm gonna show it because it's bad. She freaking wins the pumpkin paint off. You won the pumpkin paint off with a pumpkin you didn't even think was good.
She's a perfectionist. That's what happens.
Yeah.
I got third place. Shout out to myself.
And I came in second, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, Matt gets like the most creative ideas.
I don't ever.
That one is very good.
This is my new
son. You don't ever want to win.
My second son.
Okay, you ready?
My first one is Yoda. And this
our Jedi is named Kina Arrow Good.
Yeah, okay.
That's a great one.
But I want you to know Arrow is spelled like air, like A-E-R-O. Not like arrow. Because like
aeroplane.
Yeah. Because Meeber Gascon is gas and con. So I was like, oh, let's do like another something. And then inverse of con. Would not be a good Con Air. Yeah, I literally all I could think of was Con Air.
Oh no.
Her name is actually Nicolas Cage.
Oh, please.
Next time. So Kina Arrow Good is our Jedi.
All right.
Nice.
There you go.
Did she ever meet Truda Wassa?
Oh yeah.
Okay, yes.
Good. Glad that's,
and that's the final piece of lore.
Squared away.
Yeah.
Good.
Glad we straightened that out.
So that was a blast.
Yep, as always.
Each one of these builds, we're gonna have to keep doing more and more and more. So we had 12 categories here, three factoids. Well, eventually, we're gonna get to like 20.
eventually we're going to be writing a friggin' novel. We're going to be here for like 3 hours while people listen to like this expansive, like.
And I still want visuals of these characters.
We have to do is one of us get really good at drawing or just commission.
One or the other.
Commission some like Holonet trading cards.
That'd be plot. That was something I had rolling around one time.
Patrons, who wants some Holonet trade? You want a trading card of a buff ass Gungan? You could get one.
You very well could.
Oh man, you want Glorp the Gaseous in trading card form?
Oh, you do always do Glorp and Glorp and.
I literally when I made the stupid name, I was like, wait a minute, I always do Glorp. I can't do Glorp.
Wait a minute, we always do this.
It was Glort the Gaseous because Glorp is the Toxic Avenger.
Yeah.
All right, I've had enough.
Yeah.
Let's call it a night and say goodnight to Kena, Arrow, good. And we'll see you next time. Everything for Holonet Marauders can be found on our social media at Holonet Marauders. As AJ mentioned in the beginning, we have a Patreon. The link is listed down below. It's some like behind the scenes stuff and just like extra things that we like talk about that doesn't always make it on the channel. And we'll be back next time with the Holonet Marauders podcast.